Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, wild weather.
Thing is just sitting there.
Severe storms tear through the South and Midwest, spawning several tornadoes and causing major flooding. Another round on the way today. We've got your full forecast. Plus, commuter chaos.
To be advised, it looks like it's fully engulfed under an overpass.
A fiery crash shuts down a section of one of the nation's busiest highways. Crews racing to rebuild amid the traffic nightmare now facing hundreds of thousands of drivers. We're at the scene with the latest. Then, giddy up. We're live from Churchill Downs at the preview of the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. It all kicks off this weekend, and we've got the inside scoop. All that, plus parlez-vous Beyoncé? Seinfeld opens up about a last-minute ad.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
We haven't connected them. We saw no connection.
And Kate Hudson live in Studio 1A like you've never heard her before. Today, Friday, May 3rd, 2024.
Celebrating Raylan's 6th birthday!
At the Today Show!
On a choir trip!
To New York City!
From DeWitt High School!
In Michigan!
Best friends for 60 years!
Candace is turning the Big 5-0!
Happy Friday!
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana!
Eagle River, Wisconsin!
Beaver Creek, Ohio!
Austin, Texas,
and Excelsior, Minnesota.
Celebrating our 12th anniversary.
Hey, Savannah and Chanel, we brought our mom from Sacramento, California, because I'm turning 90.
Yay! Hi, everybody. Welcome back to today. Nice Friday morning. It's some big, big, big smiles out there on our plaza. Sun's coming out. Chanel and Jacob are here. Hoda and Craig getting a little jump on the weekend.
I love it. I love how people are so excited they jump.
I know.
Like, you know what I mean? They just bounce.
I think Hoda went to the Rolling Stones last night.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
All right. Well, guys, there's a lot to look forward to next week, including fashion's big night, Monday's Met Gala. This year's theme, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. What would you wear for that theme?
Well, I don't know. You're going.
I
you have
know.
Your outfit planned.
I'm working on it.
Jenna's got to talk about that and more with the madam herself, Anna Wintour. We've got their conversation coming up on Monday. And as mentioned, Chanel's headed to the red carpet and you give us all the highlights.
I'm excited. It's fun to be on the carpet and just have wonder and just see what the people are wearing and
with
just lean into the fun.
Bedazzled microphone.
With my bedazzled Today Show microphone.
It's amazing. We'll see you Tuesday morning for that. Let's get to your news. 8 o'clock Friday morning. We'll start with that severe weather overnight. Powerful storms tearing through the South and Midwest, causing major flooding, spawning several tornadoes, too, and more rain and thunderstorms, unfortunately, on the way. NBC's Kathy Park is in Houston this morning. Hard hit Houston. Kathy, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning to you. Yeah, roughly a million people have been impacted by these severe storms and flooding all across Texas. In Harris County, where we are, a lot of the creeks and rivers are swollen, so the water is overflowing and flooding out these businesses and homes. All eyes are on the San Jacinto River right now with rain back in the forecast. And officials last night told residents here to evacuate or be prepared to be stuck for days. Meanwhile, in Livingston, Texas, some dramatic pictures there. One man actually saw his refrigerator floating away because of the flooding, and he knew he had to get out. But it's not just the flooding that we are tracking, but tornadoes as well. Reportedly, 10 tornadoes in Texas, Missouri, and Louisiana, 8 of those tornadoes being in Texas alone, Holly being the hardest hit. Meanwhile, it will likely be a very active day across the South today. Flash flood warnings in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for the greater Houston area. So a lot to be watching out for. Savannah?
All right, Kathy Park for us in Houston. Thank you.
All right, now to a nightmare for the many drivers who rely on a portion of one of the nation's busiest highways. A stretch of I-95 in Connecticut is likely closed until Monday after a fiery accident involving a tanker truck. NBC's Emily Ikeda is there for us. Emily, good morning.
Hey there, Chanel. Good morning to you. Connecticut's governor declaring a state of emergency as crews race to restore one of the most critical thoroughfares in the country that was severed by a fiery crash yesterday morning, sending billowing smoke into the sky. Officials say a tanker carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline, a passenger car, and another truck collided yesterday morning. Investigators are still looking into what caused that crash, but remarkably say no one sustained serious injuries. Crews now have to demolish the bridge behind me, scorched by flames so hot that it rendered it unusable because of the fire it had faced. And so once that comes down, they're going to then have to repave the section of I-95 below. So this section of critical roadway will be closed for several days to come. And remember, this is already a congested area just north of New York City. This section of I-95 sees some 160,000 drivers a day now being forced onto local roadways and other highways. And people are feeling the effects. There are schools in the area that are closed. And officials are urging people to work from home to help ease some of the traffic. That traffic, you can see some of it over my one shoulder with the work playing out on the other. At the earliest, officials say this stretch of I-95 will be brought back online on Monday. Chanel.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Dozens of college campuses across the country remain on edge this morning, while outside UCLA's landmark Royce Hall, little remains of the pro-Palestinian encampment there after police moved in on protesters yesterday. More than 200 people were arrested, and there was a very scary scene at Portland State University. This video shows a car driving toward protesters, and then the driver appears to pepper spray the crowd. He was later detained. In all, more than 2,100 protesters have been arrested across the country.
A boat captain was sentenced yesterday to 4 years in prison for the fiery death of 34 people aboard his scuba boat. A federal judge in Los Angeles found Captain Jerry Boylan guilty of criminal negligence for the 2019 blaze. Boylan was the first to abandon ship and jump overboard, and prosecutors said he never properly trained his crew in firefighting. It's the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history.
Also this morning, the Dole Foundation has announced that former Senator Elizabeth Dole is being honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her lifetime of public service. President Biden is set to present that award in a White House ceremony later this afternoon. It is the nation's highest civilian honor. And Senator Dole is one of 19 honorees. Other recipients today, former Vice President Al Gore, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh, and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky.
Nice. Quite a group. Good, yeah. Congratulations to all of them. Just ahead on pop star Ryan Gosling revealing the one role in his entire career he'd want the chance to do over again. You might be surprised by his choice.
All right. But first, grab your mint juleps, everybody, and your fascinators. Mike Tirico, where's your fascinator? Tomorrow's Milestone Kentucky Derby. 150 years of the annual run for the Roses.
It's real.
Dylan and Mike, it's real and it's spectacular. Right after this.
Thomas's presents Tackling Traffic with Tom.
Good morrow. Tis your reminder to savour the morning with Thomas's breakfast. And while you may not be able to control what occurs on your commute, like your horse and buggy popping a wheel and axle on the way to the schoolhouse, you can control what you put atop your soft but crunchy bagel and the toastiness of your English muffin. So do take the time to savour the morning with Thomas's. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
All right, cue the trumpets, ready your hats and mint juleps, because the road to horse racing's Triple Crown begins tomorrow with the 150th Kentucky Derby.
Lots of drama to look forward to at Churchill Downs, which is where we find Dylan, her hat, and our friend Mike Tirico. He's one of the hosts of tomorrow's coverage here on NBC. Guys, good morning.
Good morning. It's a good combination, I think. And Mike, as you know, we do drink on the Today Show.
I know. No kidding. I said, is it real? And it is real.
It is real.
Great start at 8:15.
We don't hold out. You know, Mike, this is my 11th Kentucky Derby, and I thought that was a big deal. But it is so much bigger than that, celebrating 150 years of the running of the Kentucky Derby. In fact, we're even standing in a spot that never existed before. before. So what are they doing to go all out this year?
This is a total home improvement that's beyond belief. The Twin Spires have been here for a century plus, right? But the whole work around the beautiful new paddock, which is behind us, you just saw there on the screen. It is where you walk in. You walk right in, see the spires. And that's where the horses parade around before the races, then go through the tunnel to the other side. I've got to tell you, I've been coming here now for about a decade. When I walked in, I felt like it was in a brand new place. The remake is spectacular, and it's appropriate for the 150th Derby.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's not just the glow up that the Derby has received, the purse money. Mm. The prize is bigger than ever.
Yeah. It is. $5 million is the purse, $3 million and change to the winner. That's a bump up of about $2 million and kind of fits the event. In sports, if you want to be the biggest, you've got to pay the most these days. As purses have gone up around the country and around the world, same thing here. So this is a $5 million purse for the race on Saturday.
So let's meet the field of horses. They're at post 2 and 16 are two of the front runners. Sierra Leone and Fierceness. I like that name. Tell us about them.
The Fierceness name is great. And if you're a New Yorker, Mike from Queens, I was born in Queens, but the real Mike from Queens at the races is Mike Rapoli. He's the owner. He's one of the more flamboyant, stylish people in the sport. He is the owner of Fierceness. Mike had the Derby favorite last year in Forte, scratched the morning of the race. He's got the Derby favorite now. Fierceness, a very talented horse. The two-year-old champ has looked good as a three-year-old, and they're all three-year-olds at the Derby. And then the other horse, Sierra Leone, that's like the first-round pick. Over $2 million, the highest purchase price of any horse, and the horses perform to that level. So those are the two that are the favorites getting the most attention.
Okay, so Mike's on the horses. What about the weather, Dill?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been kind of sloshy and not talking about your drinks.
No, it has not been great so far. It's been pouring most of the morning. You know, but the problem here is if we get a little bit of sunshine tomorrow, which I do think we will get, then the problem is it triggers more thunderstorms. You know, so around 4 or 5 o'clock is when you start to see those clouds billowing up. And then you're like, is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? And we're looking at the radar and it will rain somewhere around here. It's just whether or not it'll rain right over at Churchill Downs.
Don't do this to me. The first year you were on our show, we had the rainiest Kentucky Derby ever.
No.
And we keep bringing her
and
back for the
show. It's been raining ever since.
That's fine, but that's okay. So at least we're in the know.
Because we talk about the muddy conditions.
Yes, and that's always a concern with the horses as well. You want to go back and look at the past performances, see the horses that have performed well. And a couple of the favorites have performed well on sloppy tracks, and so has Forever Young, which is a horse from Japan, which is one I think that'll garner a lot of attention as you go through. And what I love about the Derby is, if it's a name or a number, it doesn't matter. My wife came here a few years ago, happened to bet on the long shot Rich Strike, and ended up
really?
Winning. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she placed that bet.
It's a long story. We don't have time for it. But in any case, that's the joy of the Derby. People who know nothing about the sport, people who watch one race a year, this is the one.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I actually, Mike, I have $20 in my pocket. So I kind of want to place a bet on Just a Touch.
Why?
Okay.
Well, I know it's Justify's horse.
Yes.
You know, he was the sire to that horse, mm-hmm. and he went on to win the Triple Crown back in 2018.
Yep.
So I don't know. That and the name sounded good. It's 10-1 odds. I feel like it's a good payout.
Sounds
if he
like
wins.
A good decision.
Would be a very
to me.
Legitimate pick. Yeah.
I like picking just for the clever name.
For the name. To you.
Like so Mystic Dan seems
Ooh,
intriguing.
I didn't see that
Mystic
one.
Dan. Mm. I mean, that sounds like a Match.com profile. But whatever.
So that's the joy of the
yeah,
Derby.
Okay, like,
is that anybody can do this? That was a good way to exit.
We don't even have the juleps, guys. We're on a natural high over here. Mike, we'll be watching you. Do you too, Dilly Dilly.
I'll
coverage of the
Thanks.
150th running of the Kentucky Derby begins tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 Eastern, right here on NBC. We stream it on Peacock as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, don't go anywhere. Put down that drink. We need a check of the weather, my friend.
I put down the drink, but Mike took my $20. Thank you for that.
That's how much
he
that
still kept
is.
The $20.
Right.
Okay. It's not even mine. It's Greeny's, my producer. Anyway, let's take a look at what's going on for the Kentucky Derby. Again, I did mention that we are going to see those showers and thunderstorms possible pop up during the afternoon. But most of the day, you know, we could squeeze out a little bit of sunshine. Temperatures in the low 80s. So, you know, overall, it should be okay. We just have to watch out for you know, what happens later on in the evening. But for today, we are looking for a lot of rain right through Kentucky, up into Ohio, into Michigan, more flooding rain down across eastern Texas. That could be really heavy at times. Some severe storms will likely pop up in that general area as well. It's much cooler in the northeast and a little bit unsettled in the northwest. And that's your latest forecast. Back to
you
guys.
Thank you, Dylan. I can't wait to see your next hat.
No, she's got a bunch.
It's got its own solar system.
They should pack them in a box, I guess.
They ship them first.
They do, and it's so cute. Maybe that's what's causing all the weather disturbances.
Exactly. All right, Jacob, you're
doing pop. Shall we pop? Okay, time for a little pop start, ladies and gentlemen. First up, Jerry Seinfeld. Mr. Seinfeld himself just revealed a little peek behind the curtain at this iconic George Costanza scene. Check it out.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
So at that moment, he was a marine biologist, but he almost wasn't. This week, Jerry stopped by the Rich Eisen show, great podcast, and explained that that dinner scene was actually a last-minute add to the episode. So in the original script, they did not make the connection between Kramer's golfing and George's beach date. Listen.
Hitting golf balls at the beach, George is walking on the beach with the girl. We haven't connected them. We saw no connection the night before.
Wow.
We write that speech the night before, 2 o'clock in the morning. You walk up to a TV actor like Jason and you hand him 2.5 pages and I go, we got to shoot this in a half hour. Memorize it. He goes, no problem. That's TV.
That's
amazing.
Impressive.
Legends.
Wow.
Legends. I feel like we've seen a lot of Jerry recently. It's nice to see Jerry.
Yeah, he's got the new movie out.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, next up, Beyonce, hot off her chart-topping Cowboy Carter release. Queen Bee is going down in history. Check this out. In the latest edition of the French Encyclopedic Dictionary, the Grammy winner's name is listed as a proper noun in the 2024 update.
Wow.
It defines Beyonce, or I don't know how you say it in French, as an American singer of R&B pop. She joins 40, there's 40 different people that are added to the issue, including Cate Blanchett, LeBron James, Christopher Nolan. Merci, Beyonce. We can all speak a little bit, un petit peu de français.
Do you speak French?
You sound like
But yeah, there's no way you could have done that without.
But that's good. Now when you guys go to Paris, you got it.
Yeah, we're ready.
You have so many times.
Be like Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Rhymes with rosé.
Next up, Ryan Gosling. I'm looking forward to this. In a very surprising interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine, Gosling called that dance in one of the greatest movies ever. This one scene in his entire career that he would want to do over again. Last year, by the way, it was announced that the movie is being adapted for Broadway.
Oh.
Everything Mark Platt touches goes to Broadway. Yeah. We're going to keep our eyes peeled for that poster reveal. Stay tuned for that one.
Ryan has to have like one flaw. Just like one thing.
And that was it.
He's a very handsome man. I'll say it. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
Next up, Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson. The two all-star comedians are teaming up on a new project for the Paris Summer Games. They're going to be co-hosting Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. So it's going to be 8 episodes. They're going to provide hilarious commentary, comedic insights, recapping the Olympics' best and most unexpected moments. It's a series that is set to premiere July the 26th on Peacock. That's going to be good.
All right.
Next up, Chris Pine, the pool man, writer, actor, director, occasional Today Show control room crasher.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Chatted with our buddy Willie Geist for this weekend's edition of Sunday Today. Pine opening up on what it was like wearing so many different hats on his latest project.
I'm curious for you what it feels like, maybe different than other movies, to be sitting here a few days out from the world meeting your baby. And by that, I mean, you wrote it, directed,
really
produced, and started
terrifying.
It.
I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. And there's something really satisfying after a career of 20 years where you're a hired hand to be like, no, this is my work, you know? It's deeply vulnerable and it's been terrifying, I would say, a lot of the time, but it's been deeply gratifying.
It's Willie's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Willie. You can catch more from their great conversation this weekend on Sunday Today. And finally, the City Concert Series. It is that time of year again. Remember how we kicked things off with the Jonas Brothers last year? We got some exciting news to share. Our beloved City Concert Series is officially back. This morning we are unveiling, look at that, new logo.
Ooh.
Take a look. Gets me excited. Get ready. Next up, those kind of things excite me.
We had a good time last year.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun to be out there. You guys, the full lineup of artists is coming soon. We got some incredible musicians ready to take over the plaza all summer long. Make sure you check out the Today Show all week next week for the announcement.
We're announcing next week. Until then, you have that logo.
And I honestly held my breath. I thought maybe you were going to give it to us today.
I did too.
No. But you have to wait.
All right. So ahead. Speaking of music, look who it is. Like the most beautiful people.
I know.
Like y'all are just stunning.
And look at their pets.
And like perfect pets, of course. John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and they've brought along two adorable members of their family. Petey and Penny, yes?
That's
yes.
Right.
All right, we'll talk about being pet parents.
are you?
And we are so excited to have y'all with us. And very, very happy because Kate Hudson is here. She's so sweet to come out and say hi to our crowd.
Also had some other big stars, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. The power couple is teaming up on a new project that's very important to their family, pets included. They're going to tell you all about it.
And looking ahead to our third hour today, it is going to be great. We're going to have a first look at the return of a Broadway classic. Chanel, you went behind the scenes.
I'm so jealous, you know, at the Wiz. A ball. I had him teach me Ease On Down the Road. Up through Clara in there.
Claire was in the Wiz.
Yes, I thought so. So stay tuned for that. It was a good time.
Oh, that's going to be good. Let's get a check of the weather. Dylan remains at her post at the Derby. Hi, Dylan.
Yes, this is my post here at the Derby where it is pouring rain right now, but hopefully we can lose some of that as we go into tomorrow. Although as we look across the rest of the country, it does look like we will see some heavy rain trying to push a little eastward. The coast could salvage the day. I think it should stay mostly dry along the East Coast, although temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Some more severe storms are possible back across Oklahoma into Texas. And then that smaller Pacific storm out west today will turn into a bigger storm tomorrow. So we will see some heavy rain from Washington through Oregon right down into California. Now on Sunday, those showers are going to move into the East Coast, still stormy, back through the Southern Plains, and then even some mountain snow, very gusty winds back across Nevada into Las Vegas, and we are going to see that mountain snow accumulate in that part of the country. And I don't know if you can hear it, guys. The music has just started here, so the party is ready to go. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Dylan.
She wears it so well.
Doesn't she?
I can't wait
to see what's next. All right. Up next, one of our favorite power couples. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are here along with two of their beloved pets. Beautiful family. They'll explain in a moment. But first, this is Today on NBC.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
With a couple who needs no introduction, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. John, of course, an EGOT winner, entrepreneur, and judge of The Voice. Chrissy is a model, best-selling author, and founder of the food and cookware brand Cravings. Together, they are proud parents, as you can see here, four kids and four dogs. So these are two of the four. And they're here this morning. They just launched their first joint venture, business venture, a new pet food and lifestyle brand. It's called Kismet. Yes. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. We're sitting on this beautiful couch. I feel like I'm in your family photo.
No, I know. This beautiful white couch that we brought our dogs on.
My white suit.
I mean,
it's,
listen.
You know, we're tempting fate.
Just perfect. So here's the thing. I want to give the viewers at home some perspective here. You guys have full careers, a gazillion projects, four kids, four dogs, and a bearded dragon. Which, can I be honest with you? I didn't know what that was. So I Googled it this morning and
I
looked and I was like, oh no.
He's the easiest one.
I mean, I hope there's a cage.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you have this other project here, a food brand. What inspired you guys to do this?
Well, we love our dogs, of course, as you can tell.
Okay.
And they're such a big part of our family.
This is Petey.
Petey
loves the camera.
This is
his first trip to New York, so he's really excited.
He looks like he's ready for a dog show.
I know.
So we've got Petey and...
This is Penny.
This is our old girl. She's 10 years old. She was born the weekend we got married, actually.
Oh, really?
And we say that she's seen everybody and seen all the babies be born and saw our first animals. So, yeah.
So did you just feel like, you know what? We love pets. Let's just do it?
Yeah, obviously...
We love pets, and we wanted to make sure that our dogs and all the dogs out there could have some great food that we put a lot of thought into and a lot of Karen's and making it nutritious.
And passing all the taste tests.
Delicious. The nutrition tests.
Did they get to taste test?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's fun.
And they love it.
Yes, I really, really do.
And it's getting rave reviews. Everybody that's feeding it to their dogs, they're just
I know we have a lot of people
it.
That are saying their dogs are picky eaters, but they love Kismet. So that makes me so, so happy because
that.
We know a picky eater well with our kids. Well,
right? A lot of us can relate to that. And you guys have said as well, I know, John, you said it recently, that, you know, your home life inspires your work life and vice versa. You're not separating it or siloing it, if you will.
Yeah, everything we do entrepreneurially is such an extension of who we are as a family. Mm. And this just felt so natural for us to do. We love our pets so much. And we know a lot of other pet parents love their pets so much. And we wanted to share some ideas with them. We have a great veterinary chief officer, Dr. Kwan, who's going to help advise us on everything we do and give great advice to everybody that joins our community.
That.
So we're excited to share all of that with people.
Everybody's so, you guys are zen right now, but how is the energy at home with four kids, four pets, the bearded dragon?
It's chaos.
I was just about to say,
organized
I feel like they're
chaos.
Trying to control in my own house.
The older ones are in school now all day, so we have the babies at home with us all day.
What
and
are
it's
their
just,
ages again?
Eight. Miles will be.
Wait, Chrissy, just take a deep breath.
Because I was going to look, because I usually have to go to my arm to figure it out. I have it written down on my arm,
wait,
all the birthdays.
That. Really, look at that.
She has all the birthdays on her arm.
Oh, I love
Luna
that.
Luna just turned eight.
Okay.
Miles will be six in a week and a half.
Okay.
And then the little ones, we had
15 months
and 10 months. We had our baby with the surrogate, so they're 5 months apart.
Yeah. Oh, look at this picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that feels like so long ago
that
now.
Was long ago. Ren is so much bigger now.
She is running.
So how does Luna and then Miles, are they a good big brother and sister, so to speak?
Yeah,
they love doing it. They like love being big brother and big sister. They
they're
love
competitive
playing.
With each other, though. Luna and Miles are like, they're...
Yeah, so right, they're close siblings, and they have some sibling rivalry for, like, our love and attention. Uh-huh. But when it comes to the younger ones, they're, like,
they
so
really
good
do.
With
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they really are.
And they like to cook in the kitchen with you.
They do. They're always in the kitchen, always on my counter. Luna, I try to teach her one recipe a week lately. We made Dad a cobbler the other day.
Oh. It was good.
And she's just getting really into cooking and wanting to do things by herself, which is really cool. So I let her do it.
You guys have been so open, and so many of us relate to your family, see your family. We love you guys. Has it changed having kids how much you decide to be open or?
I think we're still really honest about our lives and we share what we want to share. We don't share everything.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, people have been on this journey with us and we feel like we've gotten to know our audience and the people that connect with us and they've gotten to know us. And I think we're comfortable with that.
Yeah, we really are.
I love that.
Yeah.
Before you leave us, you have a graduation speech coming up.
No, he's not leaving you. He's going to stay here.
Oh, look,
he's going to go ahead and stay.
You have a graduation speech, John, coming up at Marymount.
Yes, Marymount tomorrow.
Oh, wait, tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So we're flying back to L.A. Tonight, and I'm going to speak at LMU tomorrow.
You want to give us a little, I don't know, not to tell us everything, but what's your message?
Well, obviously, like, a lot's going on, especially on college campuses right now. And I just want to, like... make sure that our college kids are feeling like we care about them, we love them, and we want them to go out into the world and do great things.
I know you'll inspire.
I'm going to try.
Do you sing a little too, or?
Sometimes I do at
if
the end of my speech.
Inspired,
yeah,
you give so a little something, something.
I'm still working on it, but
I have yet to be asked to speak at any university.
Well,
if
you like
going to throw that out
if Harvard
there.
Is listening, or what else would you like?
I did do a month at Orange Coast Community College.
if anyone is listening. You guys are such a delight. And seriously, just stunning.
Thank you. Perfection. Thanks
Thank
for having
you
us.
And congrats on this new venture.
Thank you so much.
All right,
we're back right after this. First, this is Today on NBC. This is a really special morning for our friend Kate Hudson. She just posted this video. She's unboxing the vinyl for her own debut album, Glorious. It comes out 2 weeks from today, but we have it in our hot little hands. And we are so happy because Kate is right here in our studio. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
We've been talking about your music for so long.
Yeah.
Ever since I heard that you were a singer, I feel like I've been asking and asking and you're like, just wait, it's coming. And now it's here.
It's here.
How do you
here.
Feel?
I'm just so excited to share it, you know? And it's been fun because I've had these little songs come out, but I really just can't wait for the album to... There's so much on this album, and it's so personal to me. And
you wrote it.
You wrote
these songs.
Yeah, I wrote these songs. I had also a great team, you know, writing the songs, but every lyric, every melody, like, it's... It was overdue, and I'm just so happy to be here sharing it now.
I think it's amazing because, you know, as much as we have talked about it, to me, this seems like
the scariest thing to do.
Oh my God, it's so scary.
It is scary.
Yes,
it's but, so, but I that's feel like you're handling it so well. Like you're not like, oh, what will people think? You seem joyous.
I mean, I'm there's always that. I want people to love it, obviously, yeah. You know. But I think that part of why I was so afraid to do it was because I was concerned about that. And then, you know, I just after COVID, I was like, if I don't do it, then I'm missing a huge part of my creative life experience, and what a shame that would be for me personally. So I was just like, I have to do it. And so here I am. So instead of like it, you know, I think you, when you're younger, it's like more about how others see you. And yeah. I think as you get older, it's more about what fulfills you. And that's this for me. So to share it and all the warmth I'm receiving too feels like great. And I'm just so happy that I decided to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, by the way, you've been like hiding this beautiful singing voice all these years. I always say to it, I'm like, some people have too many talents.
Oh,
it's really
no.
just not fair to the rest of us. But
thank you.
Which I mean, were you like, do you think if you hadn't had that early success with acting, that singing might have been your path?
Oh, I thought music was going to be definitely a part of my path, yeah. You know. But I got very famous very young.
Yeah.
So that it's sort of, especially at that time, that dream kind of just went to the side a little, you know. Well, for years, for many years. But it's also the writing part of it for me. You know, I it's always been mine. I always had it. So I was sort of fulfilled. But this idea that I was so too afraid to share my music,
yeah,
it sort of was like, you know, it was like scratching at me to say like, why do I have this fear? I need to put my music out in the world, whether people like it or not.
Yeah,
it's just something I felt.
Was
like
this one of those things like you do over the holidays, like you'd get out a guitar and sing, like you were like the family singer?
Not
so everyone,
in our family.
No, oh, no, why not?
No, I'd be like, oh, stop singing. no, not really. I really did. I mean, there's a handful of people, yeah, who've heard songs of mine forever. But I really kept it really close, you know. But there is a entire, I mean, wellspring of songs in my home of things I've recorded over the years. But I just never had the guts to share it.
Wow. You have them now. What's your mom think?
Oh, they're so excited.
Yeah.
You know, they know that this is from when I was a little girl, you know, this is singing was just everything to me. And so, so, you know, they're just having so much fun with it, as much as I'm having fun with it, I think.
But your little boy, and how you kind of grew up together.
Yeah, I was really young when I had him, and what it's like to be a young mom and then to just only know your adult life with your child, being a mother. And then they leave and you still feel young and you're like, what just happened? How is this even possible that he's leaving me? But it's also just like a celebration of what it is to like let your children fly and go.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to cry.
You're going to start crying.
I know.
You can't talk about it without
What does he think of it?
Of course, now it's been 2 years and like he hasn't gone anywhere. He's
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
he still exactly.
He still brings his laundry home. Now you're crying for a different reason.
Yeah. You're like, can't you get out of my house?
Coming up next, the third hour of Today. But first, this is Today on NBC.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.